When I, like you, was born, I donned a spacesuit for living on this plane. And it was this body. This is my spacesuit. And it had a steering mechanism, my prefrontal lobes, and all the brain motors coordinating stuff. And just like those Rusty Schweigert and the others that go to the moon and they wear their uniforms and they learn how to grab things and lift things. So I did that. You know, I learned my prehensile capacities. And I got rewarded. You get little stars and kisses and all kinds of things when you learn how to use your spacesuit. And you get really good at it. You get so good at using your spacesuit that you can't differentiate yourself from your spacesuit anymore. You think you're your spacesuit. And everybody comes up and says, "What a nice suit." See? And you're constantly looking into other people's eyes to find out if you're really wearing a nice spacesuit. It's what I call somebody training. That when you're born, you go into somebody training because your parents know who they are. And they're going to make you somebody, too. My parents were very intent on making me somebody. They wanted me to achieve, be responsible, be healthy, be successful, bring pride to them. And if it didn't interfere with any of those, I should be happy. The problem that I experienced, though, was that the suit that I was wearing, it was like you're in one of these suits that doesn't quite fit. And you're a little uncomfortable and you're constantly trying to readjust yourself. The suit didn't fit, but everybody kept saying, "Beautiful suit, really impressive suit. You must be very happy." But I wasn't. Now, if everybody you look into their eyes and they tell you you're happy and you're not, because the suit feels so weird, what do you conclude? It's like those experiments in psychology where they have a group in a room and they have, it's all done, all the group are plants except for one person. And they show two lines in which one is shorter than the other, and everybody in the room says that the shorter one is longer. And then they ask this other person, this poor sucker who's the subject, "Is that longer or shorter?" And about 90% of the time, the person gives in to the rest of the group, even though it's obvious that the line is shorter than the other one. Because if you don't, you're so deviant. And who wants to be deviant? My God, life's hard enough. Coping. So, I felt when everybody said what a nice suit I was wearing, that I must be sick. So I went to an analyst. Now, he was wearing another kind of weird suit, see? And what he did was he said that for a pittance, he would teach me how to wear his suit instead of my suit, you see? So I learned how to wear his suit, which had even more status connect. I mean, more people said, "Beautiful suit." Part of learning how to wear that suit was you didn't see people anymore. You just saw psychosexual stages of development. You saw anal retentives and early phallics and things like that. And I really wasn't very happy in that suit either. In that suit, I was a therapist, and I really needed to be a therapist. Because I was so identified with my needs at that point, that everybody else had to be a potential patient. So, and if you wouldn't be my patient, I didn't have much use for you. Because I needed to be a therapist full time. So that suit felt weird as well. Well, then, through the kindness of a rather wild Irish fellow, I took off my suits entirely, and I stood naked. An elf, let's put it, a little Irish gnome. I took off my suit and I stood naked, and it felt wonderful, absolutely wonderful. I felt at home, I felt at peace, I felt content. I felt like this is where I had always, I knew in my inner being this is where I really was, but somehow I'd never been able to get there. Ever since I had been born into somebodyness, the somebodyness had always short shrifted who I was. As my friend pointed out, you have to go out of your mind to use your head. And that what I had been trained in was an ego structure, a conceptual structure that defined who I was and who everybody else was. And most people learn these structures, and they're like huge mind nets that come out of your head. And you walk down the street, and you're somebody. You say, you know who you are. You dress like somebody. Your face looks like somebody. Everything is somebody. No, this is who I am. 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 This is who you are. This is who you are. And you, everybody is reinforcing their structure of the universe over and over again. And they meet like two huge things meeting. This is who I am. This is who you are. And we enter in these conspiracies. I'll make believe you are who you think you are. If you make believe I am who I think I am, and we just kind of bump against each other like a huge schmooze of some big mental mind nets that keep walking down the street. And you can see them in everybody. I mean, everybody's busy being somebody. Well, so when I got out of my somebodyness, which was very cramped, I mean, it was like a prison to me. I didn't want to go back to prison. It's like you go out and you see the stars and you smell the air, and then they say, okay, chemicals wearing off, back into prison. And you don't want to go. You say, no, no. But you go anyway. And you go back into your suit. And you feel weird again. You feel doubly weird now because you know that that isn't who you are, but you're caught in it.